Hi there, Faith Jacobs here, and I wanted to thank everybody who has been listening to Turn a Knock this year. But I also kind of wanted to talk a little bit. So I was recently looking at the audience stats on my hosting website, and I noticed that there was a dip, like a severe dip and loss of half the audience I had when I did Chaotic Idiots Season 1. And I don't know what's happened since Chaotic Idiots Season 1 and since the launch of Turn a Knock, Turn a Knock, let's talk a little bit about that. First of all, we've reached the first 7 episodes, we've reached the end of the first half of the show. And there's a couple of people who I believe deserve a shout out for the hard work that they are doing to make this show a reality. Number one, Jack Morby, who is playing Edgar Faust. He is our lead. Jack is incredible. This is, so when Jack first came onto the scene, he was helping to, I had to recast Edgar. For personal reasons, the original actor for Edgar could not continue him. And that was fine. It just happened so late in production that I needed to recast him, but Jack came on board. And Jack brought that character to life in an equally as endearing way as Edgar's former actor. I would say that the former actor helped to shape what I needed to look for in order for Edgar to come to life in the way that he has in this season. And Jack has a massive script. Not that he does that huge script all in one go. I won't let him. But he's our lead. He's the lead character. And he's doing a phenomenal job. Second, Nathan Hall, whose task of coming on board to voice Malachi. Can I just say that trying to find a voice for Malachi and find somebody who would take the character equally as serious as Jordan O'Neill took the character in season one of Chaotic Idiots? Again, due to commitments and other reasons, Jordan could not return, but he became a consultant for the character of Malachi. And it is because of his character notes and the foundation that he laid that I was able to make a better audition audition side for the actor of for Nathan Hall, the actor that is Nathan Hall. And I want to thank Nathan Hall for coming on board, because the people who tried to audition, let's just say that it was a very tough process trying to get Malachi. This show would not exist if I didn't find Nathan. If I wasn't given Nathan, and what a gift Nathan has been in this role. He has done an incredible job bringing this younger version of Malachi to life. So I thank him for all his hard work. Every bit of it, every bit of what Nathan Hall is doing is phenomenal. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for him. I'm grateful for Thomas Lloyd Smith, who came back to voice Aaron. I'm grateful for John Combee, who has again come back and has done a wonderful job voicing the mage that is Sirius Oberon. I'm so grateful for Maggie, who came on board to voice Callista again for me. I'm so grateful for Kessie and Christopher, and I'm grateful for this cast. And the reason why I'm going through and I'm talking about my cast members is because, you know, a year ago, not a year ago, 2 years ago, when I set out at the end of 2020 to do this project, I did not believe it was possible. I didn't believe it was possible to create this. I didn't think that anyone in their mother would give two darns about this little project of mine, Chaotic Idiots. And then I got Jordan, and then I got Emma Nicolau, who voiced Leroy in the first season, and then I got Tom, who has continued to voice Aaron and be such a positive encouragement, you know, to me, and has been such has been a fan of the project, really, you know, and has kind of been a wonderful voice, again, of encouragement to me. through these last 2 years of having him on board, I'm so grateful to every single member of that cast, of that group. Everyone. Really, really, you know, they've all brought such a joy and such a light, you know, their gifts. Their voices are gifts to me. And it saddens me when I see stuff like a dip in audience. And I don't know if it's because, you know, let me say something. Sometimes when projects like this come about, if you have, I don't know, some established reach, you're likely to get so much more of a following. And Chaotic Idiots and Tir na n'Oc are on every platform I can think of. They're on platforms that I don't even know how they got on there. I don't know how the hosting site works. I don't know how they determine what they can distribute to and how and what have you. I don't know how any of that works. But what I do know is that I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. For a little while I tried to do YouTube. Not that it was a very successful platform, mind you, for that. But you know, I mean, if you type Chaotic Idiots into a Google search, it's right there. We have a website. I've tried to get into film festivals. I can't claim that those have been very successful, but I've tried. And there are film festivals out there that accept podcasts. Fiction podcasts. You know, this year, I will admit that I know that maybe some of the gaps in between release dates, you know, I've been choosing to do maybe like a monthly, you know, once a month release per episode. And maybe that has something to do with it, because it was such a change from Chaotic Idiots, where we had these 11 to 12 to maybe even 18 minute episodes that were easily bingeable and consumable, and I could put out there quickly. Not that they didn't take time, mind you, when it came to like the Foley and the editing and stuff, but they were shorter. And so therefore we were able to do more episodes and much more with the characters over the course of I think maybe 30 episodes for that season. Versus this season is shorter. It's 14 episodes, but those episodes are ranging anywhere from 24 to like 18. I think the shortest is probably 18. They're 24. They're almost as long as a TV show. And the other thing too is, so I've talked about this before. I'm the creator of Chaotic Idiots. Hi, I'm Faith Jacobs. I'm the creator of Chaotic Idiots and Turn and Knock. Not only am I the creator of Chaotic Idiots, I am the writer. I am the director. I did the casting for this show. For both shows, really. First season, I had a little bit of help from some people to bring in, you know, bring in people that they knew. A lot of actors have returned from season one. A lot. Not all, but a lot. Cole Paffenberger, Tom, Jonathan, Jack, John Partlow, Maggie. How did Cut Martin return for a guest spot? I've had guest voice actors. Grace Rabbitkins returned for a guest spot. I've had a lot of actors return, some of them for tiny roles because they couldn't really commit to something big, and that was fine. A lot of them have come, you know, come back. George Barber. George is back a little bit to play Kyrian when he can. Not a major role for Kyrian, but Kyrian's got a tiny role in this series. And, you know, I've had minor, you know, of course, one of our viewers, Ivy Carnivora, is just a Twitch streamer, came on board to play a little guest spot. I've had guest actors and people and stuff like that. But, you know, so there's a host of new voices on top of some returning ones. But my whole point to that is, like, I'm getting off on a tangent here. It's also 10:30 in the morning, and my brain is still trying to wake up. 10:30 in the morning as of recording this. I don't quite know when this will go up, but on June 5th, this is when I recorded this. But the thing is, I stepped back from acting really in this. I've done a couple of like guest characters, like I've been a guard or I've been a citizen or I've been like some, you know, like some enemy or something in this production. But I really stepped back from the acting in this production to more focus on trying to direct, edit, write, produce it, promote it to the best of my ability. And the thing is, this year has been tougher. I've talked about this before in my other little podcast. I have another little side project I'm doing called Coffee Break, a retrospective pod. It's on Spotify. Hopefully it will be on other platforms soon. Hopefully it'll be other places too at some point. Late 2021, a friend of mine was diagnosed with cancer, and sadly, in early 2022, she lost the battle to cancer. So I am going through the process of grief. And I won't lie, there were some delays until about late February for Turn and Knock. because we were working. We were like not that we weren't working on It's on Turnanok through late 2021 and into 2022 and into early 2022. Like, we were getting script. I was getting scripts out. I was confirming who was coming back. I was, you know, like, a lot was happening. But a lot was also I was casting in late 2021. But a lot was also happening behind the scenes. And I'm not going to get into the full details of dealing with, you know, those 9 months of watching just my friend deal with this, you know, this terminal brain cancer. And I'm going to leave a link below for places you can probably, you know, support brain cancer, research in all its forms, not great organizations and great places that raise awareness, but in essence, you know, I was dealing with that loss and I was dealing with that grief, and my cast knew about it. Because I'd mentioned to some of them that I had been dealing with some loss. And they gave me great grace and patience and empathy and kindness. And I remember George telling me that somebody was like, "You said this project of yours, when's it coming out?" And I was like, "Well," I was saying, and we were talking one day, I was like, "Well, George, if there are any delays, it's because 2022 has probably been a year of change, of dealing with a new normal, of dealing with loss and pain and a new change, new changes. You know, there's a lot of grief. And it's June, and I'm not crying or dealing with, you know, the pain in the same way as I was back in late January to early February when it happened. Although it still sneaks up on me from time to time, and I have days where I really do procrastinate. Because again, I am the sole editor of this show. But you have to understand that sometimes life happens outside the booth. Sometimes life happens and gets in the way. And I know the old adage is like, drop everything at the door when you're jumping into anything creative or anything to do with the arts, you know, leave it at the door. And that's great, but sometimes you can't. And I don't care who you are or what you think. Sometimes you cannot drop your grief at the door. You can't push it down. You can't push it aside. You can't put it in the little box and pretend it's not there. That's not healthy. And then my actors as well are also dealing with life. And other things, they're dealing with work, they're dealing with other commitments. You know, they're all actors too. Most of them. And they've got projects and things, and then they've got this and there, and they're doing their best. And then there's a dip. There's a dip in audience. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, this is not me trying to guilt trip. Or say that I'm angry at the people who have left, you know, the audience and the listenership of this show. But it's like, there's so much more going on than what you realize. There is so much more. I can't even begin to describe the things that you'll never see behind the closed doors that I will never open to you. I'm being a little candid right now. You know, like I said, I did cry. I did grieve. I did take time away from the project to process. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I took 2 weeks just to rest at the height of it. But the bottom line of me bringing this up as we near the last episode, as we near 7 episodes, for the ones who have left, I am so sorry. That patience, that you have to have a little bit of patience with me and my cast. You have to. You just have to. Because if I had tried to push myself the way I was stressing myself out because I couldn't force myself to write or to edit or to put the things that my cast had done in January to February together. I don't even think we had Malachi cast at that point. The whole point is, we are people. I am a human being. Jack Morby is a human being. Nathan Hall is a human being. Tom's a human being. We're all human beings with life outside the booth, outside this project. All I am asking for is give us a little grace. Sometimes we all need breathing room. Even creatives need breathing room, which is why I will not apologize for this project coming out the way it is. These episodes will be out, but these episodes will be out at a different pace. They may not always be out in somebody else's time. In your timeline, no, they will not come out. Because I will not force my actors to burn themselves out. I'm going to have them take their breaks. I'm going to allow myself to take breaks creatively. As the sole driving force, at least on the technical side of things, I will take breaks. I will indulge in other things. I'm an actor too. I'm jumping at auditions. I got projects that even I gotta jump at and record for and all that. And that matters. It just matters. And then I have to balance relaxation. Allowing myself to relax and enjoy a TV show or a costume. I've gotten into Doctor Who recently and I'm loving that. I'm loving Doctor Who. I'm loving Good Omens. I've fallen into Jessica Jones. I'm enjoying, you know, things that maybe I haven't for a little while. And so my message to you all is I am not angry at the listenership. It saddens me because the cast I have is so incredible. And they're doing so much. So I would ask for just a little bit of patience, a little bit of grace. The show is coming out. And we'll get to that finish line, just like we got to the finish line with Chaotic Idiots. It was a long, long process, and there were a lot of hurdles and obstacles and external factors that weren't in our hands. But I will say this much. If you're a creator, and grief happens to strike you while you're working on a project, don't you ever, ever, ever feel like you have to push through that grief. Your project will come. And I hope you have a cast like I do, who said to me, "We stand with you. You don't have to perform. You don't have to worry about putting on a mask. You don't have to worry about not being real, not being honest. We understand, and we stand with you." That was the best gift I think anybody could have given me during that time was standing with me and saying, "It's okay. You're allowed to grieve. And you're allowed to process it for as long as you need to process it." And I give that same thing to you. So, as a final word of this little announcement, before episode 7 comes out, please remember that the creatives that you so enjoy are human beings. And they only have so much that they can take before they need to allow themselves to rest. They can only do so much. You can only push through so much. You're not superhuman. You're not Superman. You're not Wonder Woman. You're a human. And we all have limits. So, Tirnanoq is coming out. We're going to go on a brief... How do I say this? Episodes will not be put out until the fall of 2022. For reasons, certain members of the cast have had some life changes. They're not leaving the project, we're just taking a break from them recording. So, in the fall, we will return with episodes 8 through 14. And I hope to see you all then. Because episodes 8 through 14 are going to blow your minds. And I hope you're excited. Whoever is left listening, I hope you're excited. Because I've worked really hard through a lot of writer's block and a lot of difficult circumstance to write this story, to finish out this story. And I know my cast, when the ones who need to return to recording, they're going to do amazing. And they have all the applause and the praise from me, and I believe that they deserve accolades for the things that they have done. And even if they never get that, I am proud of them. I am proud of this project. I am proud of Chaotic Idiots Season 1. I am proud of the cast of both. I've met some amazing people because of this. And I know that it is a worthy show. It is worthy of your patience. It is worthy of your time. It is worthy of the wait. It is worth the wait. So without that, with that, I should say, thank you for listening. And please, please understand that, again, I am the one person who is, I'm creating this. I'm the one who's making this on the technical side of things. And they're the ones who are bringing it to life. And they are worthy of being listened to as much as anybody else. So, thank you. And until episode 7, this has been Faith Jacobs signing off.